Track six, and now we're back to news stories. Ringing in the seeds of change. A former red telephone box in Bishop Stainton is to reopen as a nature station in March. The redundant BT phone box on 4th Street will become a little hub for nature, growing and climate action, a spokesperson from Bishop Stainton Climate Impact Action said. After a makeover, which involved ensuring the box was painted the correct shade of red, Bishop Stainton Wildlife Wardens have spent the last couple of months designing and fitting out the interior. The box will enable residents to swap seeds and share posters and information about local wildlife, nature, and climate-related events. The idea to turn the phone box into a seed swap and information centre for wildlife-friendly gardening and the community plot was one of several suggested by villagers after Bishop Stainton Parish Council acquired the kiosk last year. Bishop Stainton Climate Action Impact said it was looking forward to sharing information and seeds to enhance wildlife gardening across the parish. Bishop Stainton Parish Council has been working closely with local community groups and volunteers to consider the environment and climate change in its decision making so it can contribute to a safer, more resilient neighbourhood for residents and nature. In November, councillors agreed to go pesticide free. This means that as well as ensuring all its green spaces are managed without the use of chemicals, the parish council is also committed to raising awareness about how residents can support a pesticide-free parish at home.
Bonsai artist picks up prestigious award. Award-winning bonsai artist Simon Temblett has received a prestigious award in recognition of his work for South Devon Bonsai Society. Simon, from Newton Abbott, is one of Europe's leading creators of the centuries-old craft of bonsai. The Richard Perrin Award is a tribute to a former South Devon Bonsai Society member and is awarded annually in Richard's memory to a member of the society who has gone above and beyond for members. Simon, as Deputy Chairman of South Devon Bonsai Society, helps members develop skills and knowledge while preparing his own trees for competitions across Britain and Europe. Last year, Simon submitted a Dawn Redwood tree for the Expo Bonsai UK show in Crawley, and he scooped the top award in the Best Tree and Pot Combination category. He also received two golds at the National Bonsai Show live event in Telford. Peter Evans, Society Chairman, who is also an award-winning bonsai artist, said, "Simon is one of the most talented and experienced bonsai artists this country has. We're lucky to have him as a key member of our society. The process of growing bonsai involves shaping and pruning the tree into a specific form and size. Bonsai trees can live for hundreds of years, with some more than 1,000 years old. South Devon Bonsai Society meets fortnightly on Saturdays in the hall behind St Paul's Parish Church, Paignton, from 10:15 to 12:15.
Puppy's life transformed by surgery at Town Vets. 9-month-old Rottweiler Tonka has received life-changing help from a Newton Abbott vet. While he seemed bold and playful like every other puppy, behind his wagging tail and bright eyes, he was living with a painful condition. Tonka's overshot jaw mean every attempt to close his mouth was agony. His lower canine teeth were piercing into the roof of his mouth, damaging delicate tissue, disrupting the growth of an upper canine and causing repeated trauma to his gums. Eating, playing, even resting his jaw came at a cost. Left untreated, this condition would only become worse as he grew. The veterinary team at Amity Vets in Newton Abbott knew this was more than a dental issue. It was a matter of comfort, quality of life, and Tonka's future. After a thorough examination and discussion with his owners, a decisive plan was made to surgically extract Tonka's lower canine teeth. It was the most compassionate and effective way to end his pain and give him the chance to grow without constant injury. Under general anaesthetic, Tonka's lower canine teeth were removed. Tonka went home the same day with pain relief, anti-inflammatory medication, a soft food diet, and a very important prescription for rest and cuddles. Just 10 days later, Tonka returned transformed. His gums were healing well, he was eating comfortably, there were no complications and no setbacks. Dr. Lennon Fu, founder of Amity Vet, said, "Tonka can close his mouth now without pain. He can eat without fear, he can grow, play and thrive exactly as a young dog should. This is the power of early dental intervention. This is the difference compassionate veterinary care can make." And there is a photograph of Tonka with the vet, and he is a very big puppy indeed.
Fire crews battle kitchen blaze in Exminster. A fire in a property in Exminster was quickly tackled by fire crews using breathing apparatus and hose reel jets. Crews from Danes Castle and Middlemore were mobilised to two reports of an alarm sounding and smoke coming from vents at a property in Berrybrook Meadow at around 11:30 a.m. on Monday, January the 26th. Initially, two fire engines were sent, but a further two were called upon arrival at the scene. The fire involved electrical equipment in kitchens. Crews extinguished the fire using four breathing apparatus, two hose reel jets, and a positive pressure fan. The kitchen was 50% damaged by fire, with 10% smoke damage throughout the entire property, Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Services said.
Police warn of fraudulent parking notices. Police have warned motorists about fraudulent parking fine notifications sent by text and email targeting bank details. Legitimate parking fines are never issued electronically and always include vehicle registration, location, and incident details. Scam messages lack this information and use high-pressure tactics, threatening increased fines and including links to fake payment websites. Authorities advise recipients to avoid clicking any links. Those concerned should contact their local council or parking firm directly, using official contact details to verify the authenticity of the fine. Suspicious texts should be forwarded to 7726. Emails to report@phishing.gov.uk and fraud reports to Report Fraud, Police UK or 0300 123 2040. Anyone who has fallen victim should contact their bank immediately.
Post Office Social Club reunion takes place this week. A reunion is taking place this Saturday for past members of a beloved Newton Abbott Social Club that dissolved soon after being uprooted to make way for the town's Asda store. Opening in April of 1976, Newton Abbott Post Office Sports and Social Club was more than a social club, it was a Newton Abbott institution. Located at the former Royal Mail sorting office in Highwick Street, the club boasted 120 postal staff members, BT members, and 500 associates during its final years in the early 2000s. The club dissolved after Asda's £25 million Warborough Street plans were given the go-ahead. But fear not, for a reunion is taking place from 7:30 p.m. until late on Saturday, January the 31st, at the Constitutional Club on Union Street.